So we like it. Let's see if Jake Retzlaff likes it. We like Waylon Lapuaho as our steel man of the game tonight. Jake, what do you think?
I love it. That's the man. I mean, having to move position with a week's notice is not ideal. You know, we had a little bit of a tryout there for which guy was going to move there, and Waylon performed well earlier in the week, and so he did well tonight. I think, I mean, you know, Waylon's always going to fight his tail off. He could get that every week, and a lot of guys, honestly, can get that every week. And so seeing him succeed at that position, just proud of him, man. Proud of all that work he puts in, the pre-practice tackle work that he put in this week. It's a lot of fun to watch him own that role and perform well.
You're sitting with BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff for a moment on this senior night. A non-senior starts off our post-game show. Jake, how do 10 wins sound to you?
You know, it wasn't pretty, but, hey, 10 wins is a big, big accomplishment. This senior class have done it three times in their stint here, and that's pretty incredible. Not very many people can say that. It's happened three times in the history of BYU, and this is the third. So it's pretty cool for those seniors to go out on a high note like that.
So, Jake, take us into the moment where you guys see that Kansas State is not able to pull off the win against Iowa State. How much did that change the demeanor? How much were you guys even watching for that to see if you'd be headed to the Big 12 championship game after a win?
You know, tonight is about us. Tonight is about these seniors. So honestly, like, yeah, it's in the back of our mind, but we got a lot greater things to worry about, a lot more things in our control to worry about. Obviously, winning this game tonight, we danced around and made this one closer than it needed to be. But, like, you know, when you hear that, it's like, all right, well, we're still got to go play a football game. We're still going to go win. And no matter what, the win here, there's a great reward. Unfortunately, it's not, you know, a Big 12 championship appearance. You know, we get to talk like, you know, if we were in it, we could have won it. That's for sure. But we'll get to go to a great bowl game for sure, and we'll get to send these seniors off on a high note no matter what.
Jake, it was a night where you guys got to really establish the ground game. You ran for a 189 on a pretty good Houston defense, so you weren't throwing it around the yard tonight. But man alive, on only 8 completions, 21 yards of completion. You had some hitters tonight. Really nice game through the air, I thought.
Yeah, pretty efficient. We had a couple drops in there, a couple missed throws by me early. But, like, I mean, 2 minutes drill at the end of the half, I think, is half that stat line right there. But it was awesome to get the guys going when it needs to get going. But watching that run game, you know, come alive, especially, like you said, with Waylon playing at right tackle, that's a really good front of Houston. And be able to run the ball like that on a cold night like this is a lot of fun.
Well, Jake, I loved those dialed-up QB draws. You guys hit them at the right time. And, man, you were making them pay off those QB draws. And when you did find the end zone, you dropped to the ground and you did some freestyle swimming. I want to know, where does that celebration come from, that freestyle swimming celebration?
I'll tell you what, the end zone's blue. It looked like the ocean to me from back home.
Yes.
I went swimming in it. It looked like the swimming pool back home, so I went swimming in it. On the second one, I tried to hop up and get on the surfboard. But somebody was, like, above me, and so I ran into him, which I don't know if that started the fight or what.
Yeah, so I say, did they start swinging when you started surfing or what?
Yeah, I was disappointed. I come to the sideline, everybody's worried about the fight, and nobody's excited we scored a touchdown. And, you know, like, I was like, guys, come on, we just scored a touchdown. Let's celebrate a little bit. Instead, we're fighting. So, you know, obviously, like, that's some silly stuff. At the end of the season, a lot of frustration going around. Both sides of the ball is definitely a tough battle tonight. So, you know, stuff like that, you know, we got to be able to control ourselves in that moment, stay composed. Especially at the end of a game with a team like Houston with nothing to lose, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And so our guys did a really good job at the end of the game staying composed, because you never know if someone's going to try to instigate or try to piss you off. So,
hey,
they did a good job.
Jake, you know who Jaron Hall is, right?
Of course.
Of course you do. So, you know, he's a pretty good runner.
He's not bad.
Well, you passed him today in BYU career quarterback rushing. You now have more than 500 career rushing yards, and the guy you passed up to get there was Jaron, who could really do it with his legs, too, so you're in some pretty good company there.
That's pretty cool. Jaron's a heck of a player and a heck of a runner. He runs physical. He's definitely more physical than me, but I got it done tonight. But, you know, it's awesome to see that milestone. Maybe I'll shoot him a text or something and brag a little bit to him.
So, Jake, what do you do at this point? You know, you guys are going to be hanging out waiting for some of the bowl announcements. Do you have any desires, any hopes, maybe going back to Orlando with the Pop-Tarts or going back to Texas with two of their bowls? Like, is there some kind of desire that you have?
A warm climate.
Okay.
That's all I got. I mean, I'd love to go. You know, you talk about Orlando or San Antonio. There's a couple places that we know that we could easily get slotted into. And so if that's the case, that'd be great. I'd love to get in some warmth like it was in Orlando when we went down there earlier this year.
Jake, last thing from you. A shout out again to your seniors as a non-senior. Just the chance you've had to play with these guys, what they mean to you as you wrap up the regular season.
These guys are everything, man. I mean, the culture shift, the dynamic shift, the just ability shift of this team. And a year ago today, this was not this fun conversation we're having now, right? And so just to be able to – these guys led us to this moment. You know, they didn't want to do that again. They wanted to be a really good football team. And so to be able to follow their lead with all these guys in front of me, just it was so much easier for me to be a leader in my position when there's so many more leaders around me. I'm so grateful for these guys, man. I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, that their time has ended, and there's great things ahead of them. And so I'm excited for them for that. But I just can't express my gratitude enough for those guys, the way they switched this team around, the way this offseason we attacked, and the way that what we went to a 10-win team from coming, you know, we doubled our wins. And so I'm just so grateful to be a part of this team and to be led by these guys.
Now, this awkward kind of period now where you got a little bit of a delay before the announcement, what do you do after a game like this? I mean, other than go home and share some time with the parents, maybe enjoy a Sunday. But what do you do? You guys go right back to practice on Monday? What's the plan?
I don't know, man. I was ready to go back to Monday practice in case of a Big 12 championship. We'll be ready for whatever comes. You know, obviously, right now I'm thinking about getting home, getting to sleep.
Getting warm.
Getting warm. It's pretty chilly out here. That fireplace on the Jumbotron is not actually radiating very much.
Yeah. Put your hands up closer to it.
Yeah, maybe that will work. I'll do that. But this hand warmer is doing me a good enough job right now. But, yeah, just, you know, get back in the training room, get healthy again for the next week because, you know, it's a grind. Wherever we go, we know we're going to have a great opponent. And so we're excited for what comes next.
Jake, always a joy chatting with you. Thanks for taking the time.
Proud of you, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Jake. That's Jake Retzloff. This is Hyundai Cougar Post Game Live brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. Proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU 30, Houston 18, our final tonight on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.